Welcome to the review. It's Dan, it's Sean, and Josh Williams for Sunderland 0 Liverpool 1. Bit to get into. We'll start as we do with line ups and approaches. No Dom, Sean. So Endo is the choice at right back again. No Jones. Curtis can maybe be a little bit unlucky, I think. There's less rest in Sunderland, but there's also not a ton of rotation. So in terms of shocks, there's not many. But was there anything else that you could see going into it from maybe what the manager said or from what you could pick up yourself?
A few things worth bearing in mind that maybe aren't as obvious as all the stuff that's out there about, you know, Sunderland not having lost a home game and things like that. Obviously, Sunderland have the extra day recovery, so that's never beneficial when anyone's going to be the home team. It goes without saying that it was all the weather. And the last thing you probably need right now, especially if you're Liverpool, is a pitch like that against an opponent like that, especially coming off the back of City. Just from a psychological point of view, I would give 99% of credit to the players, and that's not throwing any shade on the head coach there. Like, as the head coach and the backroom staff, they can do all the right things to lift the players and say all the right things. But ultimately, it's down to the dressing room, and particularly the senior players, what mindset they get themselves in for this game. And I think that's worth thinking about. Like, if you know, your Tuesday, thinking about going up there as a senior player, you know that this is going to be about work rate, mentality, battles, fighting. You're going to be lucky if this game is won really early when you can cruise in second gear to full time. Not that we've had virtually many of them all year across the various competitions. So I think you have to actually give the dressing room a huge amount of praise that you go, right, we're going to roll our sleeves up, and if you want to battle, we're going to battle.